Well, the California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues and how water is used in California.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the precision promise of drip and microirrigation. Let's go back to the 1960s. In the dry expanses of Israel, an engineer pioneered a simple yet revolutionary idea. Deliver water slowly and directly to the plant roots through a network of tubes. That breakthrough led to the invention of drip irrigation, and it changed farming forever. In California, where agriculture drives much of our economy and every drop of water counts, drip and microirrigation systems have taken root as one of the most efficient tools in the irrigator's toolbox. These methods allow water to be applied precisely where and when it's needed, reducing evaporation, runoff, and waste. But what exactly is the difference between drip and microirrigation? Drip irrigation uses emitters that release water slowly at the base of the plants, while microirrigation includes a broader category like microsprinklers and bubblers that distribute small volumes of water in patterns suited for specific crops or landscapes. At the Center for Irrigation Technology at Fresno State, researchers and engineers have spent decades testing and refining these systems to ensure they perform as promised. Field trials at the Fresno State farm help determine how different emitters work under various soil types and crop needs. This practical research directly supports California's growers who are adapting to stricter water regulations and a changing climate. And the benefits go beyond saving water. These systems help reduce weed growth, prevent erosion, and in some cases, allow for the precise delivery of fertilizers, boosting yield and protecting groundwater quality. But they're not without challenge. Initial installation, cost, maintenance, and system clogging from poor water quality are real concerns, especially for smaller operators. That's where innovation and outreach come in. Programs supported by the Water Energy and Technology Center, or WET Center, are helping entrepreneurs develop smart filtration, remote monitoring, and low-cost materials to make drip and microirrigation more accessible to everyone, from large almond orchards to small community gardens. Looking ahead, the role of precision irrigation is only going to grow. With pressures from climate change, groundwater regulations, and raising costs, California agriculture must become even more water savvy. Drip and microirrigation offer a path to meet these demands, combining ancient logic with cutting-edge science to help us use less water, grow more food, and build a more resilient future. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.